The title of this book is Memories Before Birth and Reincarnation, authored by Martin K. Eddington and narrated by Martin K. Eddington. A synopsis of this book is as follows. I think I must be one of those persons who has been reincarnated. I never considered myself to be such a person, but always had memories from before my birth, in my mom's womb, in my early childhood. One of my earliest memories was of being disembodied, looking down on Earth and recalling my many previous incarnations on Earth. My story is included in this book, as well as many other stories of people who have reported remembering from before their birth. This is all closely related to the topic of reincarnation, and so this book covers that topic too. The history of reincarnation, research on the topic, and many stories of claims of people have about being reincarnated. The belief in reincarnation has been around for thousands of years, so this subject is not new. What I'm trying to do in this book is provide as many credible stories as I can to provide the reader with more information to form your own opinion on this subject. Also, some possible reasons for reincarnation are covered here, too. The copyright page says the following. Copyright page, this book is copyrighted for 2021. Memories Before Birth and Reincarnation by Martin K. Eddington. All rights reserved, USA, 2021. Printed in the United States of America. Martin has published over 100 books on a variety of categories, anything from the paranormal to the spiritual to aliens to ancient history. You can find his books on his website at mkeddingtonbooks.com. That's mkeddingtonbooks.com. Chapter 1.0, Introduction. I think I must be one of those persons who has been reincarnated. I never considered myself to be such a person, but always had memories from before my birth, in my mom's womb, in my early childhood. One of my earliest memories was of being disembodied, looking down on the earth, and recalling my many previous incarnations on earth. My story is included in this book, as well as many other stories of people who have reported remembering from before their birth. This is all closely related to the topic of reincarnation, and so this book covers that topic too. The history of reincarnation, research on the topic, and many stories of claims people have about being reincarnated are in this book. The belief in reincarnation has been around for thousands of years, so the subject is not new. What I'm trying to do in this book is to provide as many credible stories as I can to provide the reader with more information to form your own opinion on this subject. Also, some of the possible reasons for reincarnation are covered here, too. Chapter 2.0, What I Remember Before My Birth. Most people would start their life story when they were born because that is what they remember, or they think that is when their lives started. But I remember from before my birth, so we will start there. My first thoughts in this life were that I was a disembodied consciousness outside and above the earth. I seemed to be in space and could see the earth. I enjoyed my state of being, but also felt I had a mission and reason to go back to earth. One of my co-entities said that I had done enough on earth and I should not have to go there again. My spirit realized I had already spent many lifetimes on earth, but I felt it was important for me to go back once more, so I broke part of my consciousness off of my core and sent it towards earth. On Earth, I was aware of my individual consciousness and was looking for parents to be born into their family. I found several prospective parents who were each ready for a new baby in upstate New York. I don't remember why that area was selected for the candidates, and there were several couples to choose from. I would view each potential mom and her husband using some type of ability to looking forward. I could tell which people would be the best ones to raise me. The third couple I viewed and looked at their timeline and judged them to be the right parents for me to choose. Then I got close to the mother I had chosen and felt myself drawn into her womb. I remember being inside her womb and growing. I could hear noises from the outside and movement. After a timeless period, my little world got smaller and smaller, which meant I was getting bigger and bigger. I could hear noises outside of my mom as she went shopping or went to church and other places. I became familiar with daily sounds. Chapter 3.0, Being Born in My Early Life.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?